The Pattern of Work in Early 1876. A few diary entries provide a picture of Ellen White's work through the first 4 or 5 months of 1876. Sabbath, January 8, 1876, in company with my son Edson and his wife, I crossed the bay to San Francisco. Sabbath school was reorganized. Edson was chosen superintendent, and Brother Chittenden assistant superintendent. I opened the services with prayer and spoke to the people 1.5 hours in regard to Christian sympathy and love. I spoke forenoon and afternoon with great freedom. The Lord blessed the word spoken. About 4 o'clock I returned to Oakland. Sunday, January 9, 1876, I spent most of the day in writing. Felt quite weary and in need of rest from yesterday's labor. In the evening I spoke in Oakland Church to an interested audience. A large number of outsiders were present and showed the most respectful attention. I had a good degree of freedom in speaking in regard to the lost sheep, the parable our Savior gave to His disciples. My husband spoke to a good congregation in San Francisco. He returned at about 11 o'clock. Monday, January 10, 1876, I arose at 5 a.m. wrote 4 pages notepaper to Sister Ings. Sister, Lucinda, Hall and my niece Mary Clough accompanied me in a walk about daylight. We purchased some things to eat. The air was cool and bracing. Read revised pages of testimony number 26. Wrote several pages of private testimony. After dinner my husband, Miss Clough, and myself walked to town. Purchased 2 pairs of scissors for Addie and May Walling, and diary for myself. Tuesday, January 11, 1876, I devoted my time to writing, filling in the broken links in the history of my life. In the afternoon walked to the city. The review came in the evening.